Hi, Emma. I'm just going to leave voice notes if that's okay. It's far easier than trying to respond with a lengthy answer to your question. What we have noticed, and several specialists have noticed throughout this duration of the last sort of 12 to 13 months, is that there is definitely almost a saline dilution as far as many of the ampoules go, or should I say the vials. At the end of the day, you can imagine the consequences if every vial contained this poison. You would just have mass deaths across the board and the game would be up. So they have to basically do it on a sort of a phasing in process. If the people that basically have no adverse effects from either their first or their second vaccine to date, my strong recommendation is not to play any longer the Russian roulette that you are in fact playing. I'm just waiting currently in the United Kingdom because I have been phased out and gradually pushed further and further back. I'm gathering everything and getting my ducks in a row as I go along because it's well known that unless you've had your vaccinations, now all three, you will be deemed no longer medically allowed to treat a patient, which is quite tough after 30 years of devoting your time, your education, and so on to helping your fellow man and woman. So at the end of the day, I've seen people that have had the first jab and the second one, they were really ill. I've seen people that have had both and then they had the third one, and that's when it started. Most of the patients that I deal with in general practice currently, because I've stepped back from emergency setting, if I click on to their medical records, I can literally see on a time frame, an average time frame, where some sort of deleterious effects happen within the human body from a pathological perspective. It's usually within a 3 to 6 month window. And that you'll notice either from having the second jab or even from the third, from the booster. The ones that I've seen that have had the boosters are normally dead within 3 months. So if you get through the 3 month period, you are not experiencing any effects, you are possibly one of the lucky ones. But please bear in mind that there will probably be a fourth booster and a fifth booster until they get it right. We are talking about people who are ranging from the ages of 12 having stroke-like symptoms. Right up to 94, where I had a patient who had full-blown anaphylaxis in front of me. For those that don't know, anaphylaxis is the highest degree of an allergic reaction. And within 15 minutes, her entire chest closed up, her peripheral vascular system opened up. So her blood pressure went through the floor, her lungs closed up, so she couldn't get oxygen, and she nearly died. I had to do a full resuscitation on her to keep her alive. So this really is a deadly game that you are playing. And I just want to draw everyone's attention to the fact that this is not a trialed vaccine. In fact, the clinical trials from Pfizer themselves, I'm not telling you anyone anything you don't already know. This information is out there. People are astounded when I tell them that AstraZeneca is chemically, or the proper name for it is Chadox. The AD is in the adenovirus, OX is in the Oxford. Sorry, my daughter's dropping something here. And the CH being the chimpanzee adenovirus that they use to actually formulate this vaccine. Pfizer is mRNA technology. It was never supposed to be used, particularly in human trials. And it is known as a drug. It's not a vaccine, it's a drug, because if you have a hepatitis vaccine, you have it once, maybe a booster if you're in healthcare. If you have a tetanus vaccine, you have it every 5 years. MMRs, DPTs, all these other vaccines are sort of a once in your life. When you have to keep touching something up or boosting it because it's losing its efficacy, that is called a medication. It's not a vaccine. So, like half-life of drugs within the human system, like paracetamol or aspirin or benzodiazepines, they have what's called a half-life, or the amount of time that they reside in the body. And that is essentially what we're dealing with these vaccines. And I've gone toe to toe with just about every medical professional, and there are two concepts that I want everyone to remember when it comes to vaccines. Is number one, there has never been a vaccine that can prevent a virus or a bacterium entering a host unless you wear full protective clothing, like they do in the CDC labs. Secondly, there is no vaccine that has ever shown efficacy at preventing transmission. A virus will infiltrate the body, replicate, and therefore move on. And that is how they spread. If we could just give a vaccine and that would be the end of it, we would eradicate things forever. And we've proven that even as of recently, smallpox is still around and so on. This is bio weapons that are being engineered to actually reduce the human population. And it's why on the MHRA in the UK, the negative adverse effects for these conditions, why we've seen 2,000 spontaneous abortions in maternity patients, why we've seen 1,000 uncontrolled gynecological hemorrhages, why we are seeing teenagers that are otherwise healthy with pericarditis and myocarditis. It is inhumane. So, absolutely, it's the shortest way I can put it. Please do not put this into your body or anyone that you know.